So we're holding over here. I think the first one we saw, Pirish Bey's, or well, I guess,
we're up to the Pirish Bey's of Pasukei.
Okay, Shnesh Dakeshnei Afarim. Heim Agmule Mechola Vayoinkim Mikol Mishayia Kimoi Bekan to Oimet Sviya. So this talks about boyfriend Chloe. Anybody being Yoinik Teira, the Omer Shnei Shadayach Him Shovik Moi To Oimei Tzviya, Haroyim B'Sheshanim, Shegdoilim B'Mare, Vit Toi V'Yof Emoid, V'Inyan Kol Moishe V'Aron, K'mosh Omer Rabbi Zeno Zal, K'sivu Moishe V'Aron, K'sivu Aron V'Moishe, Malama Sheshtem Shovim, V'Eim Hoik Moi Shemayim, Shadayim, V'Atino Ken Klai Sol Yoinkim Mehem, V'Roya B'Sheshanim. So, the roya b'sheshanim, the shadayim are the noisim, in fact, like we saw before, and the fact that they both are shavim, and the klal yisrael is yonik from both tzinoiros and so on. I don't think there's any chiddush here over what he said before. And then he has likutim. Toyer shnei shadai k'shnei afarim toyim et tzviya. Toyer shebeksav mi mina delay. Umismoila delay Teirosh Abalpeh. Ubein Isyavu betrayin Luchin de Itma behoin Shne Shadak Shne Affirm Tomit Tzviya Shne Maluchus or Yeshavois Tomit Tzviya. So he says over here that the Shne Shadayach are connected to two Dibris. Five of the Dibris, he says, b'chinas essay. Take a look. He brings Rashi. We'll see on 192. Ein Rashi kan. Dova'acha shnei shadayach al shnei aluchos to'ime tzviya shem chuvonos b'mira achas. V'chamisha dibras al zu v'chamisha al zu. Chuvona dibra k'neged dibra. Anoich is k'neged le'sirtzach. Shoritzeach ma'es Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo'yia lecha k'neged le'sinaf. She hazoina acha voida zora derch isham nachas tachas isha te tichas zor loy sisa kreg loy signoif she hagoinev esoifoi lishava lesheke zocha kreg loy sana sham chalas a shabbos made sheke beboiroi loymash a shabbos a shabbos reishis kabeid kreg loy sachmoid shachoyim esoifo loy leben shemakloy soy mechabed lemishena aviv. So Rashi goes to the Chazal over here that it's all, you know, each one is like the other one, and these are train that are two luchos connected the other one. Now let's take a look. So it's not essays versus lois essays. Let's try to understand what is the mila of. What's the maila of having them to oimei tzviya? Why are, you know, what is it about them that they're so even and why is it such a maila? So the pashat pshat is one is isurim that are neik tmaram amokim, one's isurim maram chaveri, and Chazal say that they have a mutual effect on each other. So the musig over here is that each inyan lamala has something lamata that is a reflection of it. They are parallel exactly one with the other, and that's why. So the Moshe, he says over here that if a person is noyef, that we're going to have a chisarni kibur aveim, just fascinating. I mean, for us, kibur aveim is a very nice mitzvah. Noyef is a terrible avera. The idea that this is le'umas this is kind of very fascinating to us. But that's what he says. So le'maisa, the ze le'umas ze, of one means every single mitzvah in the world lamala has an exact mitzvah lumosoi in the world lamata. It says about Yerushalayim ki'ir shechubra layachdov. So that has nothing to do with the old city and the new city. It has to do with Elyonim Tachtonim, that the Ruchnistic world is modeled exactly in the physical world. So in each and every world, I am oimid on what the Elyon is and what the Tachton is. If this world has more Elyon than Tachton, then we don't have the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu accurately expressed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala an Olam Lemala for the purpose of expressing it Lemata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. So it's not the Pshat is Al Yoinim is Ribbono Shalom, and that's his business. And Tachtonim, some of it, you know, a little bit Tachtonim reflects it, a little bit doesn't. The whole Musik of Al Yoinim is not the Ribbono Shalom himself, Kavi Yachol. It's the world of Sheirish for Tachtonim. So there's not going to be a Metzius where you're going to have one without the other. If you have Al Yoinim without Tachtonim, you're lacking in the oisphere what Bereshit wanted. To have a world Tachtonim that doesn't have a world Belyonim is not possible, because the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from Elyon to the Tachton. So every Tachton must have an Elyon Dika Sheirish, and every Elyon Dika Sheirish must express itself Lamata. There's a fascinating Rambam that sort of expresses it. The Rambam says, how do we know there's a Mashiach? So the Rambam says, because the Torah says, the Torah was mitzav and Moshe that when you conquer all the lands, you should put aside another three Ari Miklot. It never happened, and it can't be that the Dvar Hashem went l'toihu. So Rambam is saying something. L'chura, every mitzvah, we have bechira. We have bechira to mekayim or not mekayim it. One cannot say that I will automatically be wearing tefillin every day because it doesn't go to tell you. It didn't come to you. I have bechira and I can choose yes and I can choose not. The answer is me as an individual yochid. Yes, I can choose yes or no. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, the klolius hamitzvah of Ari Miklot must have an oisphere. And if it doesn't have an oisphere, something is drastically wrong lamala. It can't be. So the Ribbono Shel Olam's mitzvahs must have some oisphere, at least one nekuda. So anytime you have a mitzvah that shayach al yoinim, there's also almost by hechreach going to be a mitzvah in tachtonim keneged that. So, and that is the beauty. Her beauty is that the two Shaddayim are parallel, because one without the other is misformed. So if a Yoinim Tachtonim would be out of sync with each other, it would be a mum. The Zohar that he brings before, the Tikkunim brings, says Toyer Shebiksav. He says Toyer Shebiksav is Mimina delay, or Mismola de Toyer Shabal Peh. Uban or Baon Yisyavu between Luchin, the Itma Baon Sheshadak Kishnefar. So he says he speaks about Toyer Shebiksav and Toyer Shabal Peh, and that's why it's in two Luchos. It means a similar thing in terms of the why it's parallel. Let's think a little bit about it. Torah Shebiksav is, first of all, why do we say Torah Shebiksav is Biyamin? and Torah Shebismoil is Baal Peh? The answer is Torah Shebiksav is the etzem giving of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of sukkah, the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the etzem yesh me'ayin lies in Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebaal Peh maps out the boundaries, the contours of the mitzvahs in Torah Shebiksav. When, how, what, when. So you know, Torah says you should sit in the sukkah shivas yomim. What does it mean? So Torah Shebaal Peh tells me only this, but that, and not more than, and so on. So one Indian in calling this yamin and this smile is that one is the etzem thing, and one is the restricting it, the giving it boundaries and gvulas when you mekayim it, when you're not mekayim it, when you're chayv and not chayv, and so on. That's one inyan. The second inyan, as far as the Torah itself goes, that it has to be to'om mitzviya, is for the same reason. Torah shebiksav Torah Shebaal Peh is not an independent entity in its own right. Torah Shebaal Peh is all the biur and tfisa and havana of the Torah Shebiksav. So you cannot have a matziv where you have the Torah Shebiksav, or Torah Shebaal Peh, without the Torah Shebiksav. It's ha-behotalia. And the same thing that the Torah Shebiksav, for everything that it says in the Torah, you need to have a Baal Peh to give it meaning, to give it some sort of understanding what it is. So the two must go hand in hand. That's one point. The second point is that the one is yamin, in the sense that it's the yesh ma'ayin. Here's a mitzvah, here's a mitzvah, here's a mitzvah. And the other one is smoil. This is under which circumstances you have the key mitzvah. This is not the key mitzvah. Okay.
So really, based on all of this, I mean, I think I could understand a little differently than I would have thought. I think this simple understanding of us, of our world being in Tachtonim versus the Banish Olam, I think the common perception is the Banish Olam is in Al Yainim. You know, yeah. He kind of has his friends, the Malachim, who are also Al Yainim, but we have some Maila over the Malachim that they're Umdim and we're Holchim because we have the Chalfon Tavimal mixed with the Derechomri of the Tachtonim. So we have both. Based on what we're saying here, it seems there's no Maila inherent in Al Yainim. I mean, the Banish Olam is not naturally in Al Yainim. The Banish Olam was independent of everything. Now, once a world was created, there was Al Yainim and there was Tachtonim, and it's somewhere in between, which is the crux which needs to. So I don't know the Minafkamina of. I guess maybe we're getting into.
There is, like always, when you deal with Al Yainim and Tachtonim, each one has a mind. Let's give an example. Imagine I'm teaching art to a group of people. So I have in front of me a painting that I consider to be a shlemistika painting. This is mamish the painting. And I'm showing all my talmidim they should copy this painting. So which is cheshiva? The painting that I have or the paintings that they're painting? Well, it depends how you define the word cheshiva. If I'm talking about which is a more perfect model, the one on the stage that everybody's looking and seeing, that's definitely more cheshiva, obviously. Which is the tachlis of my lecture? Is to show you this painting or that you work out your own painting? The answer is that. Al Yoinim is a sort of model, Sheirish model, a lot of different things, but it klapit tachtonim. So it certainly is a much better form, a much more shlemistika form, but that's that. That's all it is. It's not the tachlis of the bria. The tachlis is to create a tachtonim with Bechiras Adam that closely mirrors the Elyon. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of this world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as far as where the Rebbe Shalom exists is kind of irrelevant, and
right. We're not going to know. Yoinim, correct. Elyonim is, just like L'mashal, the Rambam V'Siatri, they painted the world as follows. Rebbe Shalom, the stars, the sun, the celestial bodies, and the Tachtonim. They had Malachim also on top of that, but the celestial bodies were not Rebbein Shalom and neither Malachim, but they were more Ruchnistic beings than us, but also beings. So whenever we talk about Yoinim, it's so sometimes colloquially say, but Tachlis, anything that we can label, like Shemayim, like El Yoinim, like Koichos, like anything we can label is automatically not Rebbein Shalom. It's all Beretzoinoi, Big Shlichusoi, Big Zeirosei, everything you want to say about it, but it certainly is not the Rebbein Shalom. And that's the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he says, the next thing he says is, so the beloved one says, Achi Yafua Chayoim, Binosat Slolim, until the day becomes hotter, bigger, it's Binosat Slolim, there's no shadows left. Elech Lil Haramur, will give us Halvona, I'll go to Haramur, give us Halvona. So, Achi Yafua Chayoim, Shebo Chayim Hayoim Bukoshim Oit, Remez Al Misim Ashrabeinu. So Chaim is usually a Midas Adin, Chama Azab, Chema Azab, Ilam, Evenosat Slolim, Heimanane Akovoid, Ki Kolzman Shemoshe Chai, Chozu Kulam, Bishul Moshe, Akshe Mes Moshe Stalak Akor, Va'oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eloch Lifi Shol Haramoyer, U Yerushalayim. So this is basically, they just got through saying a wonderful relationship about how, you know, each one is wonderful, but at this point, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, it's becoming too difficult. It's a hard moment to Klal Yisrael. Eloch lefi shol har mo Yerushalayim, will give us alvoyna beis hamikdash. The ama losh zocha kineg Yerushalayim, losh kevneg beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash shalomata mechuvig neg beis hamikdash shalomala, Unikra Levonin, which cost of a Haratova Zeva Levonin, Atov is Shalayim, Alvona Beis Amigdash. So, Beis Amigdash, Shalmato, Mekabla Shpon Beis Amigdash, Shalmailo, Lakach Oma Halavoina Blosh Nikeva, Ve'esham Achayamoy Moshe, Lefnezman, Lefonin Bezon Atria, Kimasha Hoyo Mashia, Vazirka Gut. Okay. The person, the beloved one, is telling his beloved one, the Baruch Shem is telling Klal Yisrael, that this shleimistic, a beautiful picture of a very shleimistic hanhaga was broken with the p'tira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and b'meila, it's not shayach to interact with Klal Yisrael. If I can give a minute, sort of explain the mashal drop. He says over here that the problem is that it's very hot and there's no shade left. In other words, like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, to have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at its fullest and at its strongest is not possible for people to survive. And therefore you need to have something that sort of acts as a go-between. It shades over it and takes the sun down to the level that I can cope with it and be happy with it. The level with which I'm taking it down, so that's what he's saying over here. I'm going to be taking it down. It became hot. Moshe Rabbeinu, like Chai Sol told him, Dabe Ata, Penomus. It has to go through you. We can't handle the full gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that is going to scorch us. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Zman Moshe was high, He was the filter for the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Once he was Nifta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose another place, and we chose a place to be Meschabat Ribono Shel Olam. And the two places are Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Now, he says over here, one is Zohar, one is Nekeva, and so on. Let's use a marshal to understand the following interplay between Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash. Imagine that I'm looking for a Talmud. I'm looking for a Talmud. So there are two extremes that make the Talmud worthless as a Talmud. One is the Talmud doesn't have the kelim to understand what I'm trying to say. So the Talmud is so weak that I push it. I mean, there's no way for him to be mekabel whatever it is I want to teach. That's one extreme. The other extreme is the Talmud is so competent, he doesn't need me to teach him. Doesn't want me to teach him. Doesn't care for me to teach him. Both of them are not good. So what I need ideally is a Talmud who's very chashev and is interested in being mekabel from me. Now, the Beis Hamikdash sits in Yerushalayim. And it says Mefurish, Beis Hamikdash has to be on a place called Yerushalayim. Har Bayis in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Cheshev's the place in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Mokum that's Cheshev in Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's the Zohar of Klal Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael at its peak as a Mashpia, whatever you want to call it. The other half is, that's wonderful. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can be Mishab with you on Yerushalayim, because that's where you're at your best. But just having us at our best is not a chibur. I need to have a makom where we are mishtikig to Ribono Shel Olam. That makom is the makom HaMikdash. So, and that's why it's like in a keva. I need to have the mashpia I need to have a pchinas zocher to say that this is a very chashva place. I need to have a pchinas nekeva to say that's mishtikig. So Har HaBayis, yeah, so basically, I have to.